This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Justice Department now setting a timetable for the release of the Mueller report on the Russia probe. A DOJ official is saying this morning that report will be made available to Congress and the public within weeks. Attorney General William Barr has already released a summary of the report that concludes there was no cooperation or conspiracy between members of the Trump campaign and Russia. Democrats are claiming a vote yesterday in the Republican-controlled Senate on the climate change bill known as the Green New Deal was a political stunt. The vote was 57-0 against it. Most Democrats voted present. Here's Republican Senator Mike Lee on it.
It's not a serious proposal, and it's something that we ought to highlight as we consider things like this that would be devastating on our economy.
Lee was speaking on Fox and Friends. The Senate never held any hearings on the measure. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit, no worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines. Guaranteed. All without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. One new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
Chicago's mayor and police are condemning a prosecutor's surprise decision to drop all charges against Jussie Smollett, the actor indicted on 16 felony counts of faking a hate crime. The Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says he can't understand why an innocent man would play things this way.
I've heard that they wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth, but no, they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
A judge has sealed the facts in the case, but a federal investigation is continuing, so Smollett could still face charges. The Powerball drawing tonight could create America's next multi-millionaire, or nearly a billionaire. From one perspective, the jackpot's worth a massive $750 million, the cash option worth $465 million. No one's won the big prize since December. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The FAA is investigating after a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 had to make an emergency landing just after takeoff yesterday. That type of plane is grounded from commercial flights after two deadly crashes of the same model killed hundreds in less than 5 months. But this one was on its way from Orlando to Victorville, California, for temporary storage. The crew reported an engine problem after takeoff. They were able to return safely. Southwest is sending all of its 34 MAX 8s to Victorville, where they will be inspected. A second guidance counselor at an Indianapolis Catholic high school set to lose her job after officials say Lynn Starkey said that they will not be renewing her contract for the 2019-2020 school year. That's because she's in a same-sex marriage. Starkey's lawyer says she has been with the school for 39 years before filing a discrimination complaint in November of 2018. This after another female teacher made national headlines for being placed on leave after 15 years because school officials there found out she is married to a woman. And Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly may be gone, but they're still going to be hitting the road together in an upcoming tour, the two rock legends, to appear as holograms in the Rock and Roll Dream Tour. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, James Hurston over there. Yes, New York Times bestselling author, legal analyst, and we've got so much to talk about, Mr. James. Where do we start?
Gosh, whatever will we talk about on No Collusion Monday?
Exactly. No collusion. Well, of course, by the time everybody hears this, it's going to be Wednesday, so we can't say that.
Oh, so we'll say No Collusion Wednesday.
Okay, well, why not? Well, let's be flexible. Okay, we're going to be talking about Unplanned, the movie that's going to be seen across the country come the end of the week on March 29th. We're going to set that aside for a second because I need your legal analysis on the Mueller report. What did you make of this?
Well, the Mueller report hasn't come out yet, but what I make of the Barr summary is that William Barr, not on his own, by the way, using the staff there in the Justice Department of his lawyers, including Rod Rosenstein, the infamous Rod Rosenstein who set up the whole Mueller investigation, basically came to two very important conclusions. The first was that after reading the Mueller report, there is no evidence, zero evidence. There will be no further indictments. It's over, and no American, none, colluded or conspired or worked with the Russians to affect the election in any way whatsoever. So this whole notion, this whole Russia narrative that the mainstream media and the Democrats have been pushing on us is, as we always suspected, a lie.
Exactly.
And so that brings up the important point. There has to be a reckoning for that lying. But I'll put that aside for a second. The second point, and this is where the Democrats are playing a game, and it's a very dangerous game for them. What Mueller did, and it was, he didn't come to any conclusion regarding obstruction of justice. Now, I've talked on your show before. There cannot be a violation of obstruction of justice under the facts that we know by President Trump. And I've gone through that on another show. But let me say this. What Mueller did was pit the subject of whether or not there is an obstruction. The question, he pitched it to the Attorney General.
Right.
William Barr, who he happens to be personal friends with, and the Attorney General, again, not just on his own, but using his staff, and Rod Rosenstein signed off on it, came to the conclusion to that there was insufficient evidence for there to be obstruction of justice. Mm-hmm. What that means is there is no crime of obstruction of justice, and latching on to language that Mueller should not have stated in his report, which was that, you know, we're not exonerating the president. Well, that's not a prosecutor's job.
Exactly.
A prosecutor's job is to bring forth evidence. Either it meets the burden of proof or it doesn't. That's mm-hmm. a yes or no question.
And that's what Alan Dershowitz said the other night. Alan Dershowitz was emphatic about that, James, is that...
Yeah, in even stronger terms than I'm saying. And
yes.
The fact is, Jerry Nadler, Elijah Cummings, and Adam Schiff glommed onto that one phrase and went out immediately to distort it, claiming that that because Mueller had put that phrase in, that therefore the Mueller report does not exonerate the president. The answer, of course, is the Mueller report specifically delegated the issue of obstruction to the attorney general, and the attorney general with his staff determined that there was insufficient evidence. The president is fully vindicated.
Mm-hmm.
Fully exonerated.
Well, you got to know if there was...
They want to play this game of denial because they're all so freaking embarrassed.
Exactly.
They're embarrassed, and they should be.
If anything was there, James, they'd be all over it. I mean, and the thing is, astounding is whether it's Schiff or... Sawwell? Is that how you say his last name here in California?
Sawwell
or whatever. I mean, they have been claiming, you know, they got the goods and all this other stuff. And, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you've had it for all these 2 years. You've smirked on television claiming that you have some sort of information. And here it is. And Mueller comes out after, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, more than 230 orders for records of private communications, requests involving 13 foreign governments. Now, you're going to tell me, James, after all that and close to, I think it's well over 30 million. They're saying 25. I think they're being extremely conservative about that number. But probably after $30 million plus, you're going to tell me that the Senate or the House is going to do a better job than the special counsel on this whole project?
Yeah, there's no way. This is, and also, look, this has been investigated 3, and now we could say even 4 times, mm-hmm. right? Because
right.
You just cited the Mueller investigation, which spent north of $30 million, mm-hmm. 500 witnesses,
right.
Many lives destroyed. And they came up with zero evidence of conclusion and insufficient evidence of obstruction. But also, the Justice Department, as we now know, launched a counterintelligence investigation. They went out and wiretapped Carter Page using material that was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And they didn't disclose that to the court. And they found zero evidence, because if they had, we would have known.
Exactly.
We also have a Senate committee that did a very extensive investigation similar, where they looked at hundreds of thousands of pages of documents.
Mm-hmm.
They had numerous witnesses, and they came to the conclusion that there was no Russian collusion. And Devin Nunes' committee also did an investigation. So what this is exactly the same thing we saw after the 2016 election. Denial.
Exactly.
Denying reality.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what we should be as an Americans is celebrating that Hillary's big stinking lie fell apart.
Right.
And that in fact, we do not have a country with a leader that, you know, was compromised and all this other vile
and this attempted coup is exposed for what it is. I mean, at least, I got to say this, at least Bill Barr didn't come out and say no reasonable prosecutor would take the case, right?
Yeah, really. And he didn't change the burden of proof. And when I, so there's, look, we know there's already Inspector General investigation. They're looking into people. Andrew McCabe is subject to a criminal referral. John Huber, the U.S. attorney, is working on this. There is going to be justice done with respect for sure to Andrew McCabe. I expect that James Comey is going to lawyer up. And I think
they all
people.
Are after this.
But
hey,
what about Hillary Clinton? What about Barack Obama?
Exactly.
When
that's the other question.
Exactly.
Stay tuned for more. We've got to take a quick break. More from James Hurston after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids. Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa. The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
To Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
Nation Independent, just the way you like us. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James, just to sum up, what Bill Barr has told us in his four-page summary of, you've got to imagine, the documentation of this extended investigation, all the people that were involved, 2,800 subpoenas, it's probably going to be thicker than, Obamacare. And, of course, Congress didn't read that, so how much of this are they going to read?
Well, this one, Adam Schiff's people are going to search every portion, nook and cranny of the Mueller report. They're going to claim that the redacted portions are part of a cover-up. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing to watch these people. And, I'm a big fan of Kellyanne Conway. I think she's a wonderful MVP of the president's staff. And she had the guts to come out and call for Adam Schiff to resign.
Wow.
And you know what?
Yes.
He should.
Mm-hmm.
The guy went on thousands of television shows and lied thousands of times. He said there was conclusive proof that he had seen of Russian collusion. So, of course, he's holding on with his fingernails, trying to come up with some way to support his lies. But this man not only should not be the chairman of a committee, he shouldn't be on any committee, and he really shouldn't be part of the Congress of the United States of America. But,
he and several others, James, they're all part and parcel of this big ruse that has cost us an incredible amount of money, momentum, and things that we could be doing on behalf of the American people have all been distracted for what? Because, as Lindsey Graham said, because of the lust of power that the Democrats hold.
You know, Bill, I even think it's more serious than mere distraction.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Hillary's lie, the Democrat lie, and the constant haranguing about the nation of Russia brought us and still damaged our relationship with Russia and brought us into a position where we had a greater risk of war thanks to the Democrat Party. And I think it's going to take a lot of work to repair. Russia is clearly someone that's an enemy. But we have strategic diplomatic relations with all of our enemies.
Exactly.
And that strategic diplomacy was deeply threatened by this constant drumbeat of Russia compromised our democracy. What Russia did in the election and what the Mueller report will say, it'll try to exaggerate it, is something Russia has always done since it became the Soviet Union.
And has not Russia the United States all, done, has not the United States meddled in other people's elections as well, right?
Of course.
It's what countries do. But for the amount of what they did, though, this is piddling. And they try to make it into something significant, right?
And they're still doing it now. They're still doing it on MSNBC and CNN. And then the other people that, there's a reckoning. The one that comes to mind is John Brennan.
Yes, exactly.
Recently,
and Clapper as well.
In just the last couple of weeks, he's been on making these conclusive statements about President Trump and Russia, President Trump being an agent of Russia.
Yeah.
And then he also, I mentioned Andrew McCabe. He's out doing a book tour where his book says is reliant on this Russian collusion lie. And so there's a lot of people who still have to be reckoned with. And we haven't even talked about the media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not a sane person who should ever tune their television to CNN again or to MSNBC again, nor should they ever, go to the New York Times website or, God forbid, purchase a newspaper.
Exactly.
Because those, because they should hang their heads in shame.
Well, they owe the American people a humongous apology, James, but they don't see it. They'll never see it. And the only way, what's going to happen is that if they're at the doors, they're going to get run over by the people exiting any kind of association. And we, the people, need to take note of these people who have participated in this humongous lie, these politicians, and they need to get, they need to get out of there, either resign or you just vote them out, ladies and gentlemen, because this is uncalled for. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, this is not the American way.
Absolutely not. We owe the people an apology. We owe the president an apology, too.
Yeah, exactly. I know, I thought it was quite interesting. Somebody asked if the president should apologize to Mueller. I thought, you've got to be kidding me. How bold and arrogant is that? I mean, this is how blind and upside down they are, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've got about 4.5 minutes left. I want to talk about this incredible movie that comes out the end of this week. And the question is, is America ready for the truth that Unplanned is going to put on the big screen across the country?
Well, it's very clear that, you know, a portion of America is ready, mm-hmm. but the whole abortion industry and the whole kind of left-wing investment in abortion is going to try everything they can to stop this movie. Now, let me mention what it's about. I have seen this movie. It's really well done. You know, they had to do it from the point of view of, say, a Hollywood production. Mm-hmm. They had to put it together with a few million dollars, which sounds like a lot of money, but Hollywood budgets, low budgets, are like $20 million. So mm-hmm. this was amazing. So it's a true story about a woman named Abby Johnson who became one of the youngest people to become a clinic director at Planned Parenthood. She became a media spokeswoman. She won the Employee of the Year and was there for almost 10 years. And then one day she was asked to assist with an ultrasound guided abortion where she could see what was going on. And she saw a baby struggling to live mm-hmm. as the child, and I'm so sorry to say this word, was dismembered.
Right, exactly.
Now, and because the gruesomeness of the procedure caused her to switch sides. She became pro-life. She founded a group to help other former Planned Parenthood employees to become pro-life. And so to tell her story, these two guys, they're actually screenwriters. They wrote the script for God's Not Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they put this film together. But here's the deal. They know, they were smart enough. They saw what was happening with the Roe versus Wade film, where they had like a massive walkout where the cast and crew left that film when they found out that it was telling the truth about the background of Roe versus Wade. So when Unplanned, they sat down with the actors and they said, look, we just want to tell you right now, if you take a role in this movie or you come and join our crew, you may never work again in the entertainment business.
Right.
So we want you to know that before you come and join us, because this movie's going to tell the truth and it's going to be attacked.
Exactly.
And so they kept it a secret when they shot the movie. They even had a code name. They didn't call it Unplanned because there was already a book out that Abby had written.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of that, then they try to get songs for the movie, and the music industry wouldn't let them use the songs. They found out, oh, this is a pro-life movie, so we won't let you. So a bunch of songs, including Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun, including How to Save a Life, The Fray, a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. They were able to get Christian musicians, and that was good. They even had a large, one of the biggest broadcasters in the country, K-Love,
right,
of Christian music, banned them. That Caleb, thankfully, just yesterday changed their policy, partially because the publicity looked horrible. Mm-hmm. The Christian radio station. And then the worst thing is the Motion Picture Association of America, that gives PG-13 ratings to all kinds of films with gratuitous violence, explicit sex, and profanity. They tried to tank this film by giving it an R rating because of that.
The final word from James Herson right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that helps with mental distraction and supports memory function like nothing I've ever experienced. Go to BillMartinezLife.com now. Check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Justice Department now setting a timetable for the release of the Mueller report on the Russia probe. A DOJ official saying this morning that report will be made available to Congress and the public within weeks. Attorney General William Barr has already released a summary of the report that concludes there was no cooperation or conspiracy between members of the Trump campaign and Russia. Democrats are claiming a vote yesterday in the Republican-controlled Senate on the climate change bill known as the Green New Deal was a political stunt. The vote was 57-0 against it. Most Democrats voted present. Here's Republican Senator Mike Lee on it.
It's not a serious proposal, and it's something that we ought to highlight as we consider things like this that would be devastating on our economy.
Lee was speaking on Fox and Friends. The Senate never held any hearings on the measure, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, no goo-goo, no gaga here. Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Just a reminder here, regarding the Jussie Smollett controversy that's been going on, and I know people are still surprised. I'll tell you, don't you love it? I mean, this is the one thing that's so amazing about talk radio. We're never short on subjects or topics, but just a programming note here. We've got Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor out of Kentucky, who wrote, I believe, an incredible book about hate crime hoaxes, and he's been on with us several times. And so he'll be coming on this week, and we are going to address this controversy about Jussie Smollett and the ruling that came down, and that's going to happen tomorrow in the first hour of the show. So heads up on that. That will be coming up. And in just a moment here, we're going to be talking about
investors are exercising caution over mixed signals. The market's in a wait-and-see mode as the Fed and the trade and Brexit loom. Investors, understandably, have grown more cautious in recent weeks with the market rally in check by signs of issues, as I mentioned, like Brexit and weaker earnings among them. On the positive side, fundamentals remain solid. A China trade deal could be imminent, and the Fed policy looks like it'll stay extremely flexible and accommodative, at least in the short term. So which of these factors will dictate the market's longer-term direction? Well, that's the question we have to ask of our next guest here, Chief Investment Officer and Director of Research with the Cetera Investment Firm. Gene Goldman joins us now. Gene, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for helping us understand the ride that the market's got us on these days, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a very, very interesting time period. I think, you know, one thing we've been telling our advisors and their clients is that, you know, this year we've had a great year in the market. You know, mm-hmm. so far the S&P 500 is up about 12%. That's right. good news there. But and the question is, what's next? What's going to drive markets going forward? Because the 12% we think is pricing in the dovish Fed, as you touched on, the Fed being more conservative, being more data dependent, maybe cutting rates, maybe. And then it's also pricing in the trade war. Mm-hmm. But what's next? I mean, you're seeing some weaker economic growth, manufacturing data, concerns about the consumer, European growth. So we're watching all these factors. You know, we're not saying run for the hills, but all we're saying is, you know, there's lots of data and things are changing very quickly.
Exactly. Well, as quarter one comes to a close, let's talk more about what you're seeing in the markets for mid-year.
Sure. We're thinking with markets. I mean, I think to answer that question, you need to look at what you're seeing from a data standpoint. And probably the biggest thing to look at is earnings, because there's the old adage, earnings drive stock prices. Mm-hmm. And you look at earnings growth, you know, last year earnings were strong, you know, up 20% year over year. And that makes sense. You know, 10% was driven from President Trump's fiscal stimulus and tax reform. But then, you know, this year, we look at earnings growth, maybe coming in about 3 to 3.5%. Not that great, but a lot of that may be priced in. You look at the first quarter ends, you know, this Friday, of course, mm-hmm. and we've seen companies release earnings guidance for the first quarter. And you would think you'd see some dire consequences or some really bad news given the uncertainty about the market environment. But of the 105 companies that pre-announced earnings, mm-hmm. 77 have issued negative earnings guidance and mm-hmm. 28 have issued positive. And that's in line with long-term five-year averages. It's a little higher, but at the end of the day, it's about a five-year average. So that's good news there. I think with what will drive markets going forward, what will CEOs and CFOs say about business conditions? What will they say about the impact of a stronger dollar? What will they say about the impact of European growth weakening? All these factors we'll be watching very, very carefully. So I guess to your question, I'm sorry for rambling on.
But no, that's okay. I'm taking notes, Gene. I want you to know I'm taking notes.
Thank you, Bill. The key point is that lots of different investments have outperformed and underperformed. So it's in a very fluid and a very sort of, you know, dichotomous, I'm not sure that's a word, but dichotomous type of market out there. Mm-hmm. And I would look for your listeners to take opportunities to rebalance their portfolios to longer term investment objectives. It's easy to, you know, large growth stocks have done very well, like those FANG stocks have done well for the last few years. Mm-hmm. And now people have some outsized gains. They're a little bit out of balance. So now's a great time to take some opportunities to rebalance their portfolios to where they should be.
How much should we consider in terms of global economic growth?
I think it's a big deal. I mean, you look at, I think last year was interesting because last year we saw weakness in Europe and Japan and China, some data there. The U.S. did okay. U.S. GDP was at 3%. We tended to decouple from the rest of the world. I think this year, though, you're seeing some close linkage that we're watching carefully. Like, for example, manufacturing came out, a data point came out on this past Monday. We're at a 21-month low in terms of data. You look at European auto sales have been weak. Some high-profile companies have come out and said sales have been weak within the U.S. because of the trade war, because of other concerns. And then you look at auto sales for the U.S. consumer, we're at the lowest point since October of 2014. So the data is affecting all across the world. So, and then if you have uncertainty in markets like in Europe or in Asia, people tend to buy U.S. dollars as a safe area, as a safe
exactly.
haven, and it makes our goods more expensive.
Right. Well, we're all applauding the Fed a little bit because they seem to have backed off from a very aggressive interest rate hike program that they were on last year, and they said, "Hey, we're gonna feather it back a little bit," which is I thought was positive news.
Definitely. I think. Jerome Powell, I think he's done a great job. It's been a very tough environment because think about it. He's in a situation where it's almost like, Jerome Powell and President Trump are driving a car together.
Right.
Jerome Powell is trying to apply the brake to slow the economy down in case it overheats, where President Trump is trying to accelerate the economy. This is not a political statement. Please don't take it that way.
No, I know.
But no Fed president has had to deal with something similar to this. Mm-hmm. I think he's done a great job. He did make some mistakes on October 3rd with some of his comments and December, I think, 19th. But he's learned, and I think he's come out and he's been said, listen, we are going to look at data very, very carefully. Mm-hmm. This is clearly reflected in future expectations of where the Fed will go.
Yeah.
Here's one point, right now there's a 34% chance of no hikes in 2019 and a 65% chance of one or more rate cuts for 2019. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Well, then, I like your analogy of both the president and the chairman of the Fed, driving a car together, because I think they're realizing, yes, they're driving the car together. And if they're heading in the same direction, then they need to know, how to feather each other's interest in such a way that keeps things moving along in a positive direction, right?
Yes, definitely. I think what helped both of them was, this was in the press a while ago, a couple months ago. I think President Trump and Jerome Powell had a steak dinner together and they discussed things. So that, I think that helps smooth over some any.
It always helps to communicate and say, hey, look at, and I thought it was a fair comment what the president said. Hey, I need some help right now. I'm trying to get this economy going. We've been in a rather tough situation here for, 8 years at 2% GDP. We're looking at 3%. We could really jettison this thing. If we're cranking, we'll have that much more room for rate hikes, and we can all live happily ever after, right?
No, definitely. I think.
Quick little side note, but Gene, we're out of time here. Real quick, remind everybody where they can go find more information.
Sure. So our website is www.cetera.com. So CETERA.com. Also on Twitter, we provide lots of market perspectives. You can look at review. It's Cetera, CETERAIM, like investment management.
Right. Gene Goldman has been our guest, responsible for the strategic direction and continued growth of the firm's research offerings. Gene, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time.
Bill, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
You take care. All right, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
This message is brought to you by Airborne. You're on your feet, holding your breath, losing your voice, swept up by the excitement and stress of a miracle season. Your hopes are sky high until they come crashing down from an overtime buzzer beater. These miserable, heart-wrenching moments are pretty rough, and over the course of the season, they can really take a toll. A new survey commissioned by Airborne found that 82% of fans take action to time out and recover from a big game, with the majority relying on sleep, hydration, and food to get back on their feet. When the season calls for defense on and off the field, add Airborne to your lineup. A specially crafted blend of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for immune system support. From spring training to March brackets, Airborne supports you through every up, down, and did that just happen replay of the season. Airborne immune support is available for every team and every fan. So after that armchair analysis, find Airborne at retailers nationwide and online at www.amazon.com. That's www.amazon.com.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us, and we've got Curtis Houck with us, managing editor of Newsbuster. Curtis, we're making you a regular, buddy. I may have to set up a parking space for you and everything.
No problem. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you with us. Hey, boy, so much to talk about what the media is doing. I just can't wait until you guys analyze all the Jussie Smollett, conversation and showcasing that the media has been handling. But right now, let's take a look at the liberal media's most embarrassing Mueller failures. What do you say?
Right, exactly. Well, it's been kind of ridiculous. We've been, so this investigation's been going on since 2017, but this has been, there's been talk of this since 2016 that the president and then presidential candidate Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. And everybody from journalists to analysts to commentators to hosts and everyone in between has been offering some variation of collusion. Whether the president, and then there are some going as far as Joy Behar to say that they all belong, Trump, his family.
They're all going to jail.
McCain, yeah. They're all going to jail.
Exactly.
They're all going off to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people from the Watergate days, like John Dean and Jill Weinbanks, kind of meandering, mm-hmm. coming out of the woods into the woodwork to suddenly make a lot of money again because, for the news media, this is just like Watergate or worse than Watergate.
Right. Well, of course, Bernstein was trying to reinvent himself, and he failed miserably, right?
Right. He had a story regarding Michael Cohen in conversations with the president, and he, along with Jim Sciutto and Marshall Cohen, an online person, said that Lanny Davis had declined comment when actually Lanny Davis was their anonymous source for that story. They still have not explained what was wrong with this, you know, ethically, just from an ethics perspective, they lied to their readers about this. Don't have Lanny Davis declining comment when off, you know, when on background he was your source, when he was your main only source for the for a story. Well, I mean, it's just, I mean, there's so many failures, Bill, not just from a prediction perspective, but from a media ethics perspective, that people have not faced responsibility for their actions.
Well, they've abandoned journalistic principles, I mean, altogether. I mean, the whole era of anonymity, it's bad enough you get it in social media, but we're leaning on anonymity when it comes to reporting. I mean, this has really reduced the level, I mean, to the point, the level of journalism to where it really has lost its sense of professionalism and dignity, has it not?
Right, exactly. You know, you have, we just going back through this that my colleague Bill DiAgostino and I did earlier this week, just looking at all of these predictions by the news media, it was just stunning. You know, I guess it was kind of a fun trip down memory lane because they didn't find any collusion. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, you know, there were some quotes that just absolutely were stunning.
Right.
I mean, you look at Dan Rather talking about Hurricane Vladimir that was going to spell doom for the Trump presidency. Or remember when Keith Olbermann was
giving
a show thanks to GQ?
Yes, right.
You know, talking about James Comey, he said it was an investigation which alone could produce a stack of counts of obstruction of justice that could be fatal to the Trump presidency. And you're like, you know, of course, Bill Barr found that there were no evidence for that. And the media are taking that as to say that, well, this guy was biased. Chris Matthews last night was saying there was a conspiracy with Trump and Barr to fix this whole thing. when actually the Mueller report, as Barr pointed out, said that they did not draw a definitive conclusion. If they were sure that the president obstructed of justice, they would have recommended those charges. But they didn't.
With 19, Curtis, think about reason here. 19 attorneys, clearly, against the president. I mean, the odds are, I mean, you had Clinton apparatchiks, legal beagles in there.
Including a Clinton Foundation lawyer.
Right, exactly. So you got them all involved in this. And do you think for a second that if Bill Barr violated any pretense whatsoever that Bob Mueller put out in his report, that any one of them would be leaking like a sieve to the press in a heartbeat? So, I mean, you know, reason would tell you that this is all a false flag. This is bloviation to the max, and all they're trying to do is save their hineys because they expose themselves. And, you know, fortunately for them, there's so many to choose from. It's like, okay, who's going to be put on timeout and really invalidated because of, you know, the comments they made? And we're only talking about the media here. You and I haven't even talked about, you know, elected officials, congressmen and senators that I think need to be, you know, put on the line as well.
Well, on the special counsel's office speaking out, Bill, we don't even need it. Reason, we have evidence. Recall the BuzzFeed story with Michael regarding President Trump. The special counsel's office, which declined to comment on literally almost every single news story known to mankind over the last 2 years, actually came out with a statement and said that it was not true and we have not found this and, you know, don't trust this, basically.
Well,
and
hopefully, Curtis, after, you know, I mean, we're obviously, we've got some demons to exercise here. I figure, okay, we got to give some time for that.
Right.
But at some point, hopefully, for our better angel's sake, maybe we can hit the pause button and say, okay, what did we learn from all this hyperbole? I mean, we have really manufactured a crisis. I say we, the corporate we, media included, our elected officials, in hyperventilating the electorate into something that was non-existent. I mean, all of a sudden they decided, hey, we're going to be like Don Quixote and go down and take on some windmills here, and we took the country on a ride. You talk about a real reality show. That's what Congress and that's what you know, Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, complicit with the mainstream media, took us on.
Yeah, it was a crazy ride. You know, Adam Schiff, most notably out of his bazillion media appearances, said a few years ago on MSNBC that he had seen circumstantial evidence of collusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and then you have Eric Swalwell along with Martha McCallum last night basically saying that he still thinks that there could be collusion out there. And Chris Cuomo on CNN last night said that there's still plenty of ample evidence that there was a behavior of collusion. Mm-hmm. So, again, these people are turning into conspiracy theorists, you know.
Right.
They're like bar birthers or something. I don't know. Exactly. It's a little weird here.
Yeah. Well, I had a boss that used to always talk when you'd get in these morasses like this. He'd say, there's a pile of manure out there, and people keep digging because they swear there's a pony in there somewhere. And this is where the
right.
Democrats, Swalwell, and the rest of them, and Schiff, and Blumenthal. I mean, some of these people, it absolutely galls. I got to be honest with you, Curtis. It absolutely galls me how much TV time they get, because Blumenthal has lost all credibility. I don't want to hear from him. I don't want to hear from Schiff anymore. He has lied three ways to Sunday. He's got no credibility. And why the media continues to give him airtime is beyond me. Why Fox would hire Donna Brazile is beyond me. And the only thing I can think of, the reason they did that, is maybe they're trying to kiss up to the DNC, and hopefully the DNC will change their mind and maybe let Fox handle a debate. I mean, and they are selling out their brand in order to do this for what they did to Judge Jeanine, and then hiring Donna Brazile, because Donna Brazile owes an apology to America to say, and if Donna Brazile came out and said, I got overzealous, you know, it can happen in the heat of battle in politics, I hope you'll forgive me, and acknowledge that she, you know, she did, you know, lie to the people, it would go a long way for me, but I haven't heard any apology.
Right, exactly. It would be like, okay, all right, you know, this is how life works, you know.
Right.
You admit your mistakes and it's all good. We move on and seek forgiveness. But I should just point out for you and your listeners that nothing really Adam Schiff does surprised me, or Ted Lieu, because between the two of them, they represent Hollywood.
Yes, right.
So they're congressional districts. Look it up, folks. Adam Schiff is more kind of in, like, Hollywood-ish, and then Ted Lieu is where everyone lives down near the beach. So,
right, exactly.
Ted Lieu tweeted, I think, at the Golden Globes last year that he was going to go see some of his constituents. So not in terms of theatrics from these two and acting and putting out fake information, you know, again, I mean, they're just representing their constituents. And same with Jerry Nadler. Jerry Nadler's congressional district includes CNN. So, I mean,
right.
He's just representing his constituents after
right.
all.
Well, Maxine Waters, you never hear her about going to see her constituents, because she doesn't even, I'm not even sure there's been a sighting in her district. You know, she lives outside her district, and happy
right.
to do so. So I don't know that they've ever.
I don't blame her, Bill. You know, her district is probably not the safest place to be.
It's a rough. Yeah, you thought it was tough on Jussie Smollett. Maybe it might be tougher on her. I don't know. But maybe she can come up with some sort of scenario. But all this stuff that's going on, you know, Curtis, hopefully. I mean, I appreciate all the hard work that you did in putting this all together. As you said, it's a walk down memory lane. And as you hear these people make these statements in light of the evidence and everything that's come out, I mean, what do they do instead of just saying, hey, look at, I mean, there's been some, but very few people have said, look at, the media has taken a big black eye over this because they overstepped.
I totally agree with Phil. You know, black eye doesn't even begin to describe it.
Well, but even if they'll at least say that, I'll give them some consideration and say, okay, you're not totally in denial, but it's tough. I mean, when you're so fixated and you've become so much of an ideologue, I mean, to the point, as you and I have talked about before, Curtis, where, you know, the media is, about nine out of ten reports on the president is negative, and that number still continues. It's been that way from day one and probably will continue until the final day of his office, right?
Exactly. We don't see any reason it will change.
Well, there it is for you. Curtis Houck, managing editor of Newsbusters, and all the hard work, and keeps us all informed. Curtis, great job. Appreciate you being on the show.
No problem. Anytime, Bill.
All right. You take care.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but We'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime.